This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed...
Good morning. Welcome to Dewey City Matters. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk. Anyways, I have City Manager, that's why I can't talk, City Manager Kevin Treese has graced us with his presence this morning. And he's ready for work, it looks like.
I'm ready to work every day.
All right. And you guys have a big meeting coming up on Thursday with the city of Copan. And what's going to happen there?
Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at City Hall, the Dewey elected officials and the city of Copan elected officials are going to come together and... for a presentation from a engineering firm that we hired. They've done a feasibility study on the aspects of Dewey and Copan coming together and possibly building a joint water treatment plant. So that's basically what's coming up.
Okay, so then people are going to find out about it, and if you like it, then it has to go to the voters first, or how will it work?
Well, the way this would work is that each town would come together, and we would create a trust between the two communities, and okay, that trust would really handle the water treatment facility altogether.
So it'd be a separate entity.
It's not to the vote of the public. It doesn't require that. This is just an option we're looking at.
Right.
We were notified sometime in the past that our water rates were going to come up, which, you know, utilities rise. That's a fact of life. But I think, you know, we have to do our due diligence and look at all of our options, you know, for our citizens and you know, for our community.
See if there's a better way, huh?
Yeah, I think we owe that. Government should always be, you know, striving to look at all aspects and methods, a way of saving money.
Okay, all right. And, so today is the feasibility study, and then y'all will talk about it a bit more after that?
I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussions after that. There's a lot of things that dynamics have to take place in order to, you know, get the ball rolling if both parties decide they want to go that way.
Okay.
So
the water rate increase that you guys are expecting, when does that go into effect?
Not for sure yet.
Okay. All right. So you're just doing some prep work. Well, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You just don't know when. Okay. All right. And now you guys got the okay recently. Last week you got the letter from the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality.
Yes.
So you could start a project that seems like you are really want that project to get going.
Yeah, this was we got our ODQ permit to start construction on the south wastewater extension, which was part of the 2015 bond issue.
Okay.
And that project will, you know, there's about probably half to three quarters of a mile of wastewater service that will be provided to businesses that are in our city limits.
Okay.
They've not had wastewater service, you know, ever in that area other than septic. So
okay, that's what I was going to say. It's septic.
So now that's going to provide, you know, wastewater service, and it makes that land down through there much more attractive to businesses.
Okay.
So and then with Bell Camper, you know, putting in their facility, that'll help our economy.
All right, and you want to let the listeners know a little bit about what's going on with Bell Camper? I know they're like dividing their property. They got rezoned, right?
Yeah, they purchased the property on the corner there, Minnesota and 75. They're on the northwest corner. City Council approved a lot split. They divided, I think there's approximately 10 acres there, mm-hmm, somewhere around about. And then they split that, zoned the back of it, RA, which will be for our campers. And facility, and then the campground facility itself, and then the front will be commercial highway, and that's where they plan on constructing their new facility.
Okay,
in the future.
All right, and the campground is not for permanent people. It's for people to come when they're getting their equipment repaired.
Exactly.
Okay, so they have somewhere to stay. All right, let's see, what else do you got?
I think it's also there for, you know, travelers coming through, need a night to stay, place to stay. They'll have, it'll be a nice campground.
Okay, and then you guys are putting up, there's going to be a wall. They're going to put up a wall between where that is and where the neighborhood is behind it. I that's what I remember. Is that
correct?
Yeah,
I think there's a privacy fence that they're going to construct between them and the rear adjoining property owner.
Right, because I remember there was a gentleman at the meeting that was asking questions about that because he lives back in that neighborhood there. All right, and what else is coming up in the near future for Dewey?
Well, a lot of projects. Looking at finalizing the wastewater plant. We're currently putting in a new lift station in that facility. Started yesterday. We're hoping to be completed by maybe tomorrow. So we'll get that out of the way. Like I say, the construction for that south extension, that's going to take up most of our next 3 or 4 months. We also have the north extension. We'll start the engineering for it here in the near future. We're also going to go back and revisit looking for a used fire pumper.
Oh, right. So, yeah, I remember the fire pumper. Yep.
So we'll go back to that issue and see what we can figure out. And still waiting on the water tower to come down.
That's what I was wondering. Where is that water tower going? You got rid of that. Would you sell it for $7?
$6.
$6. But it was about 6 months ago, isn't it? At the end of summer?
Yep. And we've been in contact with the owner, and he knows we're waiting on AT&T to remove their equipment, which... You know,
and they're still
waiting on a final date on that.
Dragging their feet along. Okay. All right. And are you guys going to do something, a replacement there? Are you going to put something else up there? Or
where the water tower's at? That's where the new police station.
Oh, the new police
court
station.
Facility.
Okay.
That was also on the 2015 bond.
Okay. All right.
So that's probably, it'll take us... most of our time.
Okay. All right. And you'll be out there with a shovel too, right?
Always.
All right. Well, let's take a little break and we'll come back with a little bit more with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier hound chihuahua looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
K1 News Time now is 9:49. This is Dewey City Manners. Manners. You need manners. I don't know. Dewey City Matters with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. And sales tax, it's not making anyone happy, is it?
It's certainly not making us happy. We've had to adjust our budget accordingly. We were down another 3% compared to the same month last year. Puts us down around just a little below 10% compared to the last 12 months. So it's going to have an effect on our budget. We've had 1 month out of the last six that we had an increase. Every month's been down.
Might have to make a couple more holes in the belt till we can pull it a little tighter.
Tighten the belt a little bit. We're just like a household, when the money's less, then we have to adjust accordingly.
Right, and we're eating hamburger instead of steak.
We urge our citizens, and just like every community, urge your citizens to spend and buy local, spend your money there, your tax dollars will stay home.
Right.
And it's, like I say, that's where we're at right now.
Right, because the city, your revenue just comes from sales tax collected in the city. That's the major portion
yep.
of your revenue.
Just like every other municipality in Oklahoma.
All right, so if you got any gas in the car, get some before you leave home, or wait till you're almost home if you live in Dewey, right? And groceries, you know, if you can shop in Dewey, do that. You know, there may be some things you can't get there, but most things you can.
Yes.
So, all right. Let's see, what else we got? Dilapidated housing. Only because it comes up a lot at the meetings. And I know that you have a few people, and people leave, and they never come back, and the houses are left. And how does that work?
Well, of course, we have, you know, we have that process adopted by ordinance. And Dewey has been very proactive over the last 4 or 5 years. We've taken down a lot of structures. My guess would be we probably between 30 and 40 structures in that time period that we have, you know, initiated and have been removed. We have a remaining list that we have to work with, but there again, our budget affects that.
Yeah, because it's taxpayer money that has to pay to get it knocked down.
And that's exactly where we're at right now. We have a few that need to be taken down. We've had to, you know, lower our budget in that area as one of our cuts.
Right.
And with hopes that, you know, sales tax would come back up and then we could do these projects.
Right.
So we kind of just have to place them on hold and adjust accordingly.
Well, you give those people that own those properties like a lot. I think it seems some get more time than others, but I mean, everybody, it's not like, hey, your house, we need to knock it down, we're doing it tomorrow. You don't do that. You give them notices.
We try to give ample time. We try to give more than what the law requires. I think that's one of the things that our community strives to do. We try to go above and beyond. We'll work with the residents, you know, in case they want to rehab it and bring it back up to code. If they can't, if they're going to tear it down themselves, which
prefer.
the majority that we have dealt with have taken the property, you know, down themselves, mm-hmm. cleared it off, made the neighborhood much nicer. So, you know, and there's a few that, we, you know, don't have the ability to take it down.
Right.
And that's when we have to use our funds and there we have to put a lien on the property. But we're still exhausting those funds to go to that. And it may be 3 or 4 or 5 years before we ever recoup that back.
Right.
Sometimes we'll never recoup that back.
All right. And real quickly, because we've got a couple minutes left. You guys are working on changing something.
Yeah,
there,
we'll
right?
be bringing that ordinance to council this next meeting. We're finalizing on the wording on that, what was requested during our last meeting by the elected officials. So we'll have a final draft for next Tuesday night.
Okay.
It'll be the next council meeting.
Oh, right, because Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
Okay.
City offices will be closed.
Right. Okay. Do you have something you want to say to citizens in Dewey maybe though about that water bill and that delinquency? Because it costs you guys more money to give them extra time, right?
Yeah, like I said, there's some changes that we needed to see.
Okay.
There was what I would say too many loopholes in the current process,
mm-hmm.
And it needed to be clarified. And I think that's what we're trying to strive to do is now to clarify it, make it easier for residents. It is still kind of lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of aspects that you have to cover in
that.
I
know, because if you do that, then we're going to do this. And if you do that, we're going to do that. Yeah.
So,
I know, you have to over-explain.
But I think overall, we're really fair with our residents on that process.
Okay. All right, good deal. Any last words, parting words?
Hey, like I say, come to the meeting Thursday night, 6 p.m., Dewey City Hall. Like I say, talk about water.
Okay, all right, good deal. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And that's our Dewey City Matters for the month of January. Coming up, I've got the market outlook.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Complete Check Your Markets coming up when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Superior Livestock presents the Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th in Denver, offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
Well, no cash cattle trades report here on Tuesday. Box beef at the close on Monday. It was